Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing, and I mean crashing, through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Got a guest coming up about your loving government, while Hugo Chavez, the evil communist, gives the people back state-owned lands, gives 40 acres and a mule, literally, to the population. Our government snatches and grabs, foaming at the mouth greedily. And again, I don't like Chavez, folks. The guy is a leftist. But compared to our government, he's a right-wing extremist. Let's go ahead. Seriously, see, all the terms you've been given are scrambled, folks. Let's go ahead and go to James in Texas and Richard and others. Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I've been listening to you for long times, back when you were just on Austin Access, and have learned a lot, but I've got some constructive criticism that I wanted to pass on to you if you're receptive.
Sure, of course. I'm not perfect. I've actually got a lot of problems.
Well, from time to time, you get on the rant about the abortion issue, and both you and I have it in common that we are against abortion, but why would we want to give the government more power by...
Well, look, sir, I'm not an anarchist. I believe we need a government. And listen, you know,
right,
people only care about... Let me just say this. People only care about themselves. Those are babies. They're being killed. And I don't care if people don't like it, and I don't care if it's balkanizing. I am against abortion.
We both are, Alex, but it's divisive, and we're trying to tackle tyranny right now. We've got the new world...
Sir, I think the greatest tyranny in this country is 50... Look. You think you're safe from a government that will let up people kill 50 million kids?
I do not think that we're safe from the government. That's what we agree on.
No, but I mean, we're... Look, we're evil.
Of course we are. We're all sinners.
Yeah, but let me just tell you something, okay? All right? I am just... It's simple, folks. They are robbing you of the greatest thing you could ever imagine. Children are God's gift to us, and we have... Look, we're winning the abortion fight. Did you know in the major polls 10 years ago, 65% of people were for abortion? Now those numbers are reversed with 30-something percent for it. We're winning, despite all the propaganda.
And that's a good thing.
Abortion numbers are down.
The only way that you could ever stop abortion is to change the social fabric so that people don't get them by choice.
I agree. These bloodthirsty, family-destroying governments have, by design, have broken up the family, and they're literally sucking the flower of our youth up a dirty vacuum hose, and I'm gonna speak out against it.
But we both know that our votes don't even count right now, so it's something really that is divisive. Unfortunately, everyone doesn't agree with us. We need to put it on the back burner until we defeat the New World Order and our votes count again. Until then, it's only going
well,
to...
I'll say this. The way to really
power.
Stop abortion is what we've been doing. We have been going out and educating young women and young men that it's a baby. That's why the FDA is trying to ban those 3D color sonograms. Not that they're dangerous. They just say, well, there's no need. You don't need photos. It's not medical. Because they don't want people seeing that, and the real way is for people to go set up TV sets on the street corner showing videos of a five-month-old baby in the womb so these people know the truth. And that's what's really stopping abortion. Thanks for the call. But I do not agree with you that it's an issue that should be put on the front burner. I should talk more about it. You know, some of these so-called liberals, they act like abortion's a sacrament. They love it. Well, they hate it when the troops get their arms and legs blown off, and I do too. They hate it when the troops breathe depleted uranium, and I do too. I love life, all life. I love life so much I could care less about my own in the defense of life. And, folks, abortion is barbaric. I don't care how twisted, they've twisted your minds. In your guts, you know it's wrong. And if you were involved in one, just say you're sorry.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up, and we're also going to get into Reuters demands release of wounded Iraqi journalists. They killed one of their camera people and then just kidnapped the other, and our government's saying c'est la vie. Is the bird flu pandemic a Chicken Little scenario? More on the devastating hurricane. And now mainstream peace groups are being listed as terrorists by the FBI. They're trying to use the Patriot Act against them, and major veterans groups are coming out and openly calling for banning free speech and any type of war protest. So we've got the left running around greedily wanting to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We've got the so-called conservatives running around doing it. Both political parties are basically carbon copies of each other. Their rhetoric is just different, and the mainstream media uses this illusion to basically neutralize our political action. But something that 99% of Americans are against in a Lou Dobbs CNN poll, and I have to tell you, I found no one, no emails that are for it, no calls that are for it, no one's for it. These fat cat cities and counties and states literally are bought and paid for by the local real estate councils. Just like our real estate council wants all these disgusting toll roads. I haven't found a real estate agent who's for them yet. They run around with these real estate councils and the Austin Development Group and the new London, Connecticut, you know, development group. These private consortiums, whose wives and husbands were all city council members, they just run around literally raiding like pirates. And what you haven't heard in the media, that we have confirmed, we've interviewed the locals, it's been in a few local papers, but never on the national news, is they came to people in New London, and it's the same all over the country, and they say, $260,000 house. We'll give you $60,000 right now if you sell to us. You go, but I'm paying $260,000, and I'm paying taxes on a $260,000 house. They say, we don't care. We don't care. We're not. We've condemned your house, your three-story Victorian home with six bedrooms. We're paying for the lot. And if you don't give it to us right now, when we win this case retroactively, we're going to charge you back rent on your own property. And guess what? It's in the news today. Locally, you'll never hear about it nationally. They are now moving to charge them hundreds of thousands of dollars in rent. The dozens of families that refuse to pull out. Revving bulldozers at all hours of the night, threatening them, people coming to the door, you know, just like the Mel Gibson movie, The River, with the revving bulldozers and saying, you better sign this, I'm going to bulldoze your house right now. 89-year-old people having heart attacks on the spot. I mean, you talk about a Hollywood movie, folks, this is it. And it goes on all over the country. And somebody who stood up against this is Logan Darrow Clements. And he's with Three Star Media, and he's gone to local government with a proposal and saying, look, we'll make more money if we take Justice David H. Souter's home and build a hotel on it, the Lost Liberty Hotel. And he's serious about it, and he announced this 2 months ago, and this has kind of been forgotten about now. It got major attention, but so I wanted to have him on and discuss it. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Clements.
And, thank you for having me.
You bet. First, I wanted to ask you, you've been in the middle of this. Are you aware of the condemning the homes and not giving them even market value, much less best use? Are you familiar? Because no one seems to know about this. Are you familiar with the revving bulldozers and all of this?
I am familiar. It's the standard practice that they offer them less than what they're worth. And the moment that the city indicates that it's thinking about condemning properties, then they lose value. So they kind of they cause the value to decline, and then they offer even less than what it's worth with the cloud of condemnation hanging overhead.
Now, again, folks, we're talking about going and putting a yellow slip on a beautiful, newly painted, you know, luxury home and saying we're not even going to pay you what the tax rolls say it's worth.
Exactly.
But see, that's the big secret. I mean, if 99% of people are outraged by what they heard, that they can take your land if they want it but pay you, the truth is they don't even pay you.
Yeah, exactly. There's really two things that go on that are wrong. First of all, they force people to sell that don't want to sell. That's injustice number one. And then injustice number two is they pay you less than it's worth. We have the government doing the exact opposite of what it's supposed to be doing.
Engage in extortion and terrorism. And, I mean, we had several of the locals on. It was even in the local paper. But, again, never in the national news. They told them, if you don't sell to us, this is 5 years ago in 2000, we're going to charge you back rent. And they're now, that is insane. While a court proceeding's ongoing, they're saying, if you lose, we're going to charge you.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of Three Star Media, is to tell these outrageous stories of governments gone wild that the mainstream media isn't telling. For what reason? I don't know. I mean, we know a lot of people in the mainstream media like big government and are on the left and so forth. So maybe that's the reason they're not telling these stories.
On the left, though, we have one of the chief lefties up there who's now retiring. I mean, she wrote the dissenting 4-5 decision. She wrote the dissent against it.
Right. I mean, what we're really trying to do with this project is to call attention to the whole eminent domain plague. I mean, the Institute for Justice has found over 10,000 instances over a five-year period where city governments basically used eminent domain power for economic development rather than, you know, to build a road or a school or something like that, or they threatened to use it. So it's really out of control. And what we're trying to do, you know, with this project is call attention to it to the American public at large, but also it's sort of a school for five special needs students, the five Supreme Court justices that voted in favor of the Keller decision, which said that it's okay for a city to take away your home if the city thinks that another private owner would generate more tax revenue for them. So that's just, it's
well,
insane.
That is literal fascism, literal admiralty, literal crown behavior. That's how the British royalty acts. And then I actually found a news article today that said just that. Out of the Palm Beach Post, Crown rules eminent domain. The poorest man may, in his cottage, bid defiance to all the forces of the crown. It may be frail, its roof may shake, the wind may blow through it, the storms may enter, the rain may enter, but the King of England may not enter, and all his forces dare not cross the threshold of the ruined tenement. Now, that was said in 1760 by William Pitt, but and that those rights were secured in 1214, but now we even see the Magna Carta being overturned.
Yeah, government is what I call photo-negative government. It does all the things it shouldn't be doing, and it doesn't do the few things it should be doing, like, for example, stopping terrorists from flying planes into our buildings and not renewing their visas when they do. So, I mean, government, you know, is supposed to stop theft. You know, people think of theft, they think
well,
of
here's an example. No, I mean, you're absolutely right, sir. You're absolutely right. Here's an example. The federal government massively slashed the funding for just repairing the levees and dikes in New Orleans. But now they're going to spend 20-something times that in the disaster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, government should just stick to one thing, stopping the initiation of force. That's the proper role for government. And when it does that, you have a free, prosperous, and just society. But now government, instead of stopping thieves, it's become the biggest thief. I mean, when was the last time that you saw a thief run off down the street with an entire house? You know, I mean, thieves steal stereos and, you know, jewelry. Governments are stealing houses and land. I mean, it's just insane, and we have to take a stand. We have to stop what we're doing, and we have to fight.
Well, you've been all over national television. The few times I saw you, I didn't see you commenting on this, but you're obviously aware of it. I mean, have you been able to talk about the key to this, not just that they're stealing land, but that they're not even giving, you know, one quarter of the value?
Oh, yeah, I bring that up as often as I can. That's like I said on just now, that there's two injustices. They're forcing people to sell who don't want to sell, and then to add insult to injury, they're paying them less than the market value. So they're basically stealing the home equity of people.
Well, kind of give us a snapshot. Oh, but they still got to pay their loans off, folks. It's total thieving. Give us a snapshot, though, of your idea to take this justice's home and to build a hotel on it and where that's gone.
Yeah, what we're planning to do is try to get developers who built similar type properties, it'd be small bed and breakfast, country inn, you know, lodge, that type of thing, to build developments on all five of the houses of the five Supreme Court justices who voted in favor of the Kelo decision, allowing city governments to do what they're doing.
Now, you're serious about this. You're going to the cities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're starting with Souter first because in New Hampshire, there are a lot of people that are not fans of big government. They're rebellious. In fact, the motto of the state of New Hampshire
is... Give me liberty or give me death.
Well, it's live free or die.
Yeah, live free or die. That's right.
And in the town of Ware, on their seal, they commemorate a riot called the Pine Tree Riot, where they were rioting against government tax collectors who were charging people a tax to cut down pine trees on their own land.
And by the way, so, that was only, what, about a 3% tax?
Probably, yeah.
Well, now, so, I just heard that last week.
In comparison. And so, I mean, people have to stay
angry.
Yeah,
we had riots, folks. I mean, riding somebody out of town on a rail was they have a huge razor blade, basically, and they'd grab your legs and grab your arms and run you through town, basically castrating you. They'd also pour hot tar on you that would rip all your flesh off. You usually died from it. I mean, that's how we behaved 230 years ago. Now we just grovel and lick boots.
Yeah, we're losing our freedom so quick. The last thing that made me this mad was the McCain-Feingold Act, which basically said you're not allowed to run certain groups are not allowed to run campaign commercials against candidates right before an election. I mean, that is just an incredible destruction of free speech.
Yeah, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the open borders, just everything's going out the window. The Supreme Court says they can take your land. So you really think you've got a chance to take his house?
Yeah, we have about five or six different strategies on the political side, on the, you know, the legal side to do it. And now if we are successful, basically we're, you know, fighting fire with fire. You know,
he doesn't need to be paid either. He doesn't need to be no. Lot value. Stay there, sir. Stay there with us. We've got a quick break. We'll come right back with our guest from Freestar Media. And he is Logan Clements. So stay with us.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When you get home tonight, look at your children. I mean, look at them. Just know they're going to have no birthright, folks. But we're going to live in a country where we lick the boots of men in black uniforms that wear black masks, where cameras are everywhere, where there's no private property unless you're a giant fat cat, where bigger fish feed on the smaller fish and up the food chain. You want to live in total tyranny? This is it, folks. And, I mean, the Supreme Court's saying, we want your land. We will take it. So un-American, 180 degrees away from the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We're talking to Logan Clements, freestarmedia.com, and a link to it on Infowars.com. Coming up in the next segment, folks, I'll be taking your calls and covering other news items. But Logan, I mean, were you as shocked? I mean, I've gotten pretty cynical about this out-of-control government at every level, but Republicans, Democrats, North, South, East, West, just they're all out of control. But to just have this type of egregious statement by Republican and Democratic-appointed Supreme Court members, I mean, they're also talking about, how martial law might be good, how setting aside the Constitution in time of war is good. Chief Justice Rehnquist said that 2 years ago to a group of federal judges. I mean, we really are living in a... I mean, they've got to know what they're doing. Are they just trying to set a new precedence?
I just think their underlying principles are flawed. You know, I'm an objectivist, a fan of philosopher Ayn Rand, and she noted that you can't just fight on a political level. You got to dig deeper, and you have to fight on the level of ethics, and even below that, on metaphysics and epistemology. And now the basic principle that they're operating under with this Kelo decision that said the city government can take away your home and give it to another private party is the idea of communism, basically, collectivism, the idea that...
But it's a private interest controlling, and I would just call it corporatism or a piratical situation.
Call it statism if you want, and then you catch everything that way. But the idea is that it's okay for one individual to be sacrificed for the good of society, and there's a name for that. We call it socialism, or you can call it fascism.
But we know that doesn't create good societies. It creates hellholes.
Right, but the bigger question is that it's wrong in the first place. Whether it creates a good society or not, which it doesn't, it's wrong in the first place. And so the real thing that we have to fight for is individual rights, that life exists in individuals, not in society. Society is just a word.
Rights derive from the individual. It says the Declaration of Independence says nature's law and nature's God. I mean, there is the law of nature that if I run up to you and shoot you 5 times in the head because I want your wallet, that is wrong, no matter where I live, or even if the country where I live says that's not illegal, we know that's wrong.
Right. The reason it's wrong is because life exists in individuals, and therefore you can only judge whether something's right or wrong, whether it's right or wrong for an individual. It's not right to say something's good for society because...
So what's the time frame now? How long until we can take this criminal's house and take it and take a wrecking ball to it? And I'm serious.
Well,
he shouldn't be paid fair value. He should be robbed, an eye for an eye. He should be given one quarter of its value.
Well, the ballot initiative that we're going to put on the ballot, it only requires 25 signatures, and we have until January to hand it in. So we're taking our time to make sure we get a lawyer to help us word it so it can survive all the challenges. That will go on the March 2006 ballot in Ware, New Hampshire. And what we want to do... It's over for them.
You know the people are going to vote to take that bastard's house.
Well, you know what? The mainstream media is against me. What they're doing, they're trying to say, oh, this isn't a story about eminent domain abuse and people fighting back in a creative way. The media is saying, oh, this is a story about a crazy Californian who's trying to push his will on a poor bunch of people in Ware, New Hampshire, on poor Justice Souter.
That's not going to work.
It's ridiculous. You should have seen the ABC Nightline story they did. You know, they talked to me for half an hour, and, you know, when you talk about any subject for half an hour, you're going to say a few great things, a few brilliant things, and maybe a few things that you wish you hadn't said. And, of course, those are the ones that they run. So I'm almost thinking about boycotting the mainstream media because...
You know, it doesn't matter. You can't put perfume on a pig. There's no way they can sell... Listen, when 99% of people are on your side, I mean, I know every cop out there listening right now agrees that they shouldn't take private property. So you know, how are they going to enforce stuff when none of us agree with it, when it's un-American and illegal? Again, the Supreme Court has said black people aren't human beings. Now, did that make blacks not human? No. It made the Supreme Court wrong. We don't have to follow what those criminals are doing. Anything else, my friend?
Well, I just hope people visit Free Star Media and join the battle.
All right. Well, I really appreciate what you're doing, and I want his house taken, and I want those other criminals' houses taken. So good job and Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Take care. I want their houses taken, and I want them taken now!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
I want the listeners to know that I apologize about getting angry. But you try talking about this 3 hours a day. I really get focused on it. It makes me so mad. Our Supreme Court says we don't own our private property. And then they go into these little old ladies' houses and these little middle-class families, you know, computer programmers. And they say, this house your daddy gave you, you know, back in the 70s when he died, well, we're going to take it from you. And you and your family got to move out, and we're going to give you a quarter of what it's worth, and if you don't give up right now when we win in court, we're going to charge you rent on your house. I mean, that, and I got a stack of articles here today where even the mainstream media admits innocent people who did nothing to their small children have their children taken, so families are leaving the U.S., leaving England, so they can go somewhere else and have children. I mean, we're living in a hell pit. 50 million abortions, millions and millions of children grabbed by the government, almost every case, totally innocent parents. Government textbooks for social workers openly say, I mean, I have copies of them, that the family's a disease and must be eradicated. The government ships the heroin and cocaine in, and when your kid ends up using it, they put them in a little private prison, building widgets for the drug cartels that own the private prison that ship the smack and cocaine in to begin with. Meanwhile, the same companies are trying to push on your kids stuffs whose molecules are even more dangerous than the narcotics. You know, Ritalin, Prozac, all of it. I mean, it's just insane. Just mercury in vaccines, poisons in the water,
genetically engineered foods that are killing rats they feed it to. They're just putting it in everything. It makes my head spin. I get all these UN documents where they openly say they're going to exterminate us. Henry Kissinger documents from the 70s saying it declassified on the Library of Congress website openly saying they're going to kill us. Oh, I mean, what is wrong here? You're going, well, then why are you still alive? Because God, I guess, wants me to be alive. I don't know why I'm still alive. They've certainly killed a lot of other patriots. I've certainly been physically attacked before. But I just said, let's go all the way. Next time, go all the way. I don't care. And there's too many of us now. We're popping up left and right. They'll turn me into a martyr. And I love all these people that shoot their mouths off. Well, Alex ought to call for violence. Meanwhile, they never call for violence. They're a bunch of fat federal provocateurs. We need to wake up the police and the military now and get as many of them awake as we can, and then the globalists won't move and won't go all the way to martial law. But they're openly talking about it. I got a stack of articles today about it. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. It's just I'm so angry about the destruction of this country. And you know why? Because I live here. My family lives here. My family's been here, you know, since the 1600s. My family was here in the, you know, the late 1820s. My family was deeply involved on both sides of the Revolutionary War for Texas independence. You know, my family raised Colonel Travis's son. I mean, I had family, you know, down in Goliad and family at San Jacinto. And you're going, well, what are you tooting your horn up? We all have that. Most Americans have that type of background where you came here from oppressive European regimes where you couldn't own private property and where you were enslaved to the local fat cat, the feudal lord. And poor blacks that were brought to this country and now have fought for a little bit of freedom. And we're all having it taken away. And I'm sick of it. And I'm telling the government and all its pimps, you don't owe me. You don't own me, you control freak bastards. I am not your property. You do not own me. And I owe you nothing. The government is not the country. The people are the country. The Bill of Rights and Constitution are the country. That's what I am patriotic to. That's what I tear up for when I see the American flag. The American flag does not represent your phony wars and your big government and your doubling the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. It does not represent all your land grabbing and your criminal activities. I took vacation last week and I was down on the Texas coast. Whoop-de-doo down there. And I talked to Amtrak captains and saying, oh, yeah, they got checkpoints in Chicago. It's all a big fraud. Does nothing to keep us safe. I talked to cops from Seattle and cops from Houston who were down there vacationing. Oh, yeah, I know the government had knowledge of 9/11, something suspicious, but still, I got to follow orders and take everybody's rights. Had an argument with one guy. They'll do anything. It's just like the people with the hurricane. They knew it was coming. Tens of thousands of them stayed. They knew that the government hadn't fixed, the state or the feds had not fixed the levees and the dikes and the rest of it. They just sat there hoping it wouldn't happen, hoping they wouldn't. And they didn't even prepare escape routes. They didn't have trap doors on their roofs to get out. They didn't have boats, most of them. They just take your children up into an attic, hoping the water doesn't rise, and they go into these attics, and there's a fishbowl full of dead kids. Because their stupid parents didn't care about them because they were a bunch of football-watching scum. I mean, I see all these men who are into being macho and being tough. And they think being macho and tough is riding a motorcycle around, walking out of the store with a case of beer, bugging their eyes out, having tattoos all over them. But, man, they will turn into little girls whenever a cop walks up to them on the street corner and asks them a question. You are pathetic scum. George Washington would vomit on you. I'm sorry. I'm just really mad, folks. I'm just really mad. And I'm not saying you're bad if you got a motorcycle or you got a tattoo. I'm just talking about, you know, the guy in the Izod shirt with the golf clubs. You want to talk about another group. You know, he's got a Lexus and he's got a $1 million house and he's the elite and ha, 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 he's part of the real estate board, and so what if they're taking some old lady's house because she doesn't want to sell because they're offering 20% of what it's worth? Eh, whatever. She needs to go to a nursing home. And that guy doesn't know his kids are going to be judged. He's going to be judged. He's going to be in some hospital 30 years from now when his kids are stealing everything from him, you know, not taking care of him because he didn't bring them up. Folks, do you understand? You reap what you sow. Let me say it again. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. The seeds you throw out turn into big old bushes. You get it back 10, 20, 30, 100 times. It scares me. I mean, you are a bunch of gibbering, foaming at the mouth, mindless idiots. And I'm not talking about our listeners or that big group of Americans, 20, 30% that are informed, that are concerned. But I mean, I just see these slobs at the grocery stores, and I see these slobs out there on the street, and I saw the slobs on both sides of Crawford, the liberals and the neocons. The neocons were far worse. I never thought I'd hear myself say this. You know, they'd scream and cuss at me and threaten me and stick their guts out, and I just ask them basic questions, and they don't care about America. They just care about worshiping George Bush, who himself is a gibbering puppet. A mindless, inarticulate, burnout, cokehead drunkard. I got photos of him that have been on the national news, hidden in plain view as he hugs on and rubs his cheek up against Jeff Gannon's cheek. I mean, how obvious is it? And he gets to sit there and hold hands and kiss on, go to baseball games with Rice, and he kisses her in the stands, openly cheating on his wife. And it's a funny joke on Christian TV. You people make me sick! Look, it's like this. You feel like I'm being negative, being mean. I'm like a firefighter, and I came to your house, and the thing is on fire. It's a three-alarm fire. There's fire shooting out of every window. And I walk in, and you're laying there, sucking your thumb, watching TV. And I go, this is smoke, this is fire, get out of here. And you just look at me and go, no, it's not. You're a conspiracy theorist. As a door explodes and fire shoots through the room and burns your hair off. I mean, I'm going to slap you upside the head and say, get up and get out of the bed. Because you're so fat, spiritually and psychologically, I can't even pick you up. They're building concentration camps. I've been to them. They're openly training troops to take your guns and put you in camps. And 6 years ago, they would hide it. I'd go to the drills, and they'd hide it. Now they just put it on the news. Oh, yeah, we call the citizens rebels, and we're getting ready for the citizens of America to rebel against us, and we're practicing shooting them. I played that clip, what, twice 2 weeks ago? I mean, they get on TV and say the cops are training to kill us. What is it they got planned so bad for us that they know that even you slovenly, weak, pathetic creatures are going to stand up and fight these people? You know why? Because criminals are paranoid. Criminals have got something to hide. Criminals know they're doing wrong, and that's why this government's arming itself to the teeth against you. That's why they're building command bunkers everywhere. That's why they put in a Pentagon-designed microphone and video camera grid across this country, because they got a lot of bad stuff planned for you. And they want to make sure you're tied down while they do it. And it's so pathetic. Their propaganda is so sick and so effective, even while they're sucking the innards out of you, even while they're eating your guts. While they get a napkin and knife and fork and just sit down and start eating your guts right in front of you, you're going to thank them for doing it. Oh, thank you for all you do. It's like that demon, Alan Greenspan, the architect of all this economic fraud and 40% inflation and all of this stuff. I heard it's 5%, Alex. If you want to believe those fake numbers, believe whatever you want. Where's your degree in economics? Well, I sure know that gas has doubled in the last 2 years. I sure know real estate's doubled in the last 10. I know every major indices has doubled. So I'm sorry, it isn't 50%. It isn't 40%, it's 50%. And it's only getting worse. They're printing so much money, it just makes my head spin. You think you can live in ignorance? You think you can just live like a fool and it's never going to come home to roost? Look, this is about survival, folks. I'm angry because I know how dangerous this is. I know where we're going. I can see where we're going. I saw we were going a long time ago, and guess what? I've been right all along, and we're here. And we get deeper down the tunnel, deeper into hell itself, And I keep going, okay, around the next corner, you're going to see this. Go around the next corner, there it is. Okay, now we're going to see that. Man, it's getting hot in here. Man, you people better wake up. Man, this is bad. I mean, they got the SWAT teams out training with the police and the military to put you in camps calling you rebels. Folks, it doesn't get much worse than that. We got the Supreme Court saying you don't own your private property and we don't have to pay you for it. You got a problem. I'll take your calls. I'm out of control today. I'm just so angry. I've gone into my crazy preacher mode. I just love this country. I cannot believe this is happening. Government is not God. It does not own you. You were not made to lick their boots. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Great show, and thank you for taking my call. I want to commend you on your service to this country. My question has to do with Benton K. Parton, and I know recently he came forward expressing his confidence in the official story. I'm just curious. I don't get to listen to your show all the time. Has he ever commented on Building 7?
I've called Parton a few times to get him to come on, and he told me, he said, Alex, I'm a general. I'm not allowed to say what I think. I could get arrested. And he told me that in confidence. He didn't say it was in confidence, but I just felt like it was. But I'm saying it now because I don't agree with what he said in the New American. He exposed government involvement in OKC. He just is a big Republican Party individual. He campaigned for Ollie North. On air, he said, I don't know what's happened to Ollie North a few years ago on the show. I had him on to talk about the gap. I had, you know, the Pentagon coming on and saying China's our friend and we work for Wall Street and one world government's good. He came on to say that's part of a New World Order takeover. But he just will not say, he just cannot believe that 9/11's an inside job. He has not commented on 7. I need to get Parton on, and that's a great idea. But he has told me that he can't say, he said, Alex, I can't say what I really think, and I'm not going to tell you what I really think, because I could be arrested. Now, that's what Parton told me.
Hmm.
And he lives over there in Virginia.
Yeah, I was just curious about that. I was really shocked. I know it's not a good move for the truth movement, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he just... I don't know what's going on with Parton. Maybe we should get him on and find out.
Well, thank you, Alex.
You bet. Look, I had a... He said a lot more, too, and I'm just not going to repeat it. He didn't say this is in confidence, but it just felt like it was in confidence, and he said a lot more, okay? And I don't know what they've done to him or what they've said to him or, you know, how they put the... I'm not going to speculate. Former head of Air Force Weapons Development. Let's talk to Bart in Texas. Bart, go ahead. Okay, Randall in Tennessee's next. Bart hung up. Go ahead, Randall.
Randall.
Yes, Randall.
Alex.
Hi.
Two questions, but before I get to those two questions, you talk about weak, sniveling idiots. This is the volunteer state. Don't count us in.
I know there's a lot of great folks in Tennessee listening, and I'm not saying everybody. I'm just talking about...
I know you're not.
I'm talking about just... How much more obvious does it have to get? They're prancing around in black masks, driving black armored vehicles, putting cameras and microphones up everywhere, calling us rebels on TV. They're training everywhere to fight the rebels. Where are the rebels?
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, I have no doubt the day is coming where they'll blow my head off or come arrest me on some trumped-up charge, and then all the COINTELPRO idiots will dance around celebrating. You know, it's sick.
I have a couple of questions, sir.
Yeah, what's going on?
Camp Casey down in Crawford, Texas. Cindy Sheehan's operation down there.
Yes.
I have two questions. What county is that in Texas? Do you know? You're a Texan.
Yeah, no, I'm right up the road, and I'm so angry right now.
Calm down.
I want to say is it McClellan County? McClellan County.
McClellan? Okay.
Yeah, it's in the same town as Waco.
It's Waco, okay.
About 25 minutes from Waco.
Okay. And I've been hearing, and you may straighten me out, and I'm willing to be straightened out. it sounds like to me what I've been hearing is that the sheriff down there is somewhat supportive, if not outright supportive, of Cindy Sheehan's efforts down there. And I'm trying to educate my local sheriff here in Tennessee about the...
Yes, I've talked to police there with the city and the county, and they're being very fair, very even-handed, though they gave me a ticket for speeding. And they are, I would say, lean towards the Cindy crowd, but only because the neocons are literally frothing, violent, mindless idiots.
Okay. But do you have the sheriff's name?
No, I don't have that on me. No.
I would really appreciate that if you can find it out and announce it on your show.
Well, I mean, you can type it into Google instantly, just the sheriff.
I don't do computer. I don't even have electricity.
Well, why do you need the name of the sheriff? For your sheriff?
Because I'm trying to educate my sheriff.
Well, look, it doesn't matter what the sheriff thinks of Cindy Sheehan. She's got a First Amendment right to be doing what she's doing.
I understand that, but it's still useful for my sheriff to understand that there's a sheriff in Texas that's got some cojones.
Like I don't think Cindy it really takes. I don't think it takes cojones to, as you say it, to do with the right thing. Here we go.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Government of criminals openly bid rigging and war profiteering both parties, has the nerve to say we're bringing democracy to Iraq while they run around butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution greedily. All right, let's hurry through your calls. There's just a ton of news coming up in the next hour. I'm going to try to control myself today. I've been out of town for a week and a lot of pent-up energy, I guess. Who's up next here? Kyle and Mast and Warren and Ron and many others. Go ahead, Kyle. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. Listen, I met up with a group of activists in the Boston area, and they seem to be very aware of 9/11 and Satanism in the government. And I just want to know if you're familiar with the organization, because the name is LaRouche. The LaRouche organization.
Yeah, I'm aware of Lyndon LaRouche.
What do you think about him?
Well, I mean, they talk about the Anglo-American establishment, the Federal Reserve, the central banks, the New World Order.
Not as
they talk about the philosophy that the Bushes and Schwarzenegger and others follow. It is a Nazi occultic philosophy. That's just the facts. The problem is, in my experience, the LaRouche members are good people. I believe Lyndon LaRouche's solutions are just another command and control system, and it's more of the same. So I would say it's good cop, bad cop. I'm not saying LaRouche is some government agent. I just believe that his policies, his solutions are bad. You know, it's like a doctor who properly diagnoses, that you have a fracture of the tibia, say, but then he has a bad prescription for how to fix it.
All right, Alex. Thanks a lot.
You bet. No, they, a lot of LaRouche people listen, really informed. The information about what's going on and who controls it is just right on target. I mean, look, I didn't set about here to discover that they were devil-worshipping Nazis. I just kept researching and researching and researching, and that's what you always run into. I mean, it's just fact, and they bust in male prostitutes, and that's what, and they have, all our so-called, many of our Christian so-called, Republican leaders are bisexual, and it's all the opposite of what you've been told. We got photos on Infowars.com right now off TV screenshots of, Bush going out to mingle and basically rub his cheek on and hug on Jeff Gannon. We forget about that. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. How you doing, my friend?
Hi. Alex, you should never apologize for stating the basic truth. And it is a truism, Alex, what you stated. That most people, they try to act tough, they try to have a chip on their shoulder, and you're right. The second they speak to a police officer, they start to drool and cry. The fact of the matter is that we have what you could call a punk nation, by and large. They put on the act of toughness, but it's phony toughness. So rather than you apologizing for stating the truth, they should apologize because that's the fact of their life. Hello?
I'm listening.
I'm sorry. I'm having some trouble with this phone today for some reason. Now, something else that was reported in last week's newspapers in New York. The Mass Transit Association in New York City is going to rig up, I believe, another 2,000 or 3,000 cameras on top of the 2,000 or so cameras they have in the subway. And I guess the part that sticks in my craw the most is that they're going to be utilizing software that, based on behavioral sciences, will detect what they consider to be unusually or abnormally nervous behavior.
Oh, yeah, they've been using that in England. Stay there. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back to talk about this quackery. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.